This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Federal prosecutors Friday unsealed the 37-count indictment against former U.S. President Donald Trump related to the mishandling of classified documents. The unsealing marks the Justice Department's first official confirmation of a criminal case against Trump arising from the retention of hundreds of documents at his Florida home, Mar-a-Lago. Associated Press U.S. law enforcement editor Mike Balsamo reports the indictment accuses Trump of having improperly removed scores of boxes from the White House to take them to Mar-a-Lago, many of them containing classified information. Balsamo says the former president insists he has done nothing wrong.
However, this indictment spells out measures that the former president took, along with a co-conspirator who was charged in this indictment, Walt Nauta, Trump aide who worked at Mar-a-Lago. And basically what prosecutors say here is that Trump directed Nauta at some point to remove boxes, to move boxes of records that were held in Mar-a-Lago.
Balsamo said the document unsealed Friday outlined two circumstances in which Trump allegedly showed the documents to others. The indictment said the documents included top-secret files on U.S. nuclear defense programs. In a rare public statement Friday as the documents were released, the Department of Justice special counsel in charge of the investigation, Jack Smith, invited the public to read the full indictment to understand the scope and gravity of the crimes involved.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced. Violations of those laws put our country at risk. Adherence to the rule of law is a bedrock principle of the Department of Justice, and our nation's commitment to the rule of law sets an example for the world. We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
This is VOA News. The White House reports Russia has not only received hundreds of Iranian drones it has been using in its invasion of Ukraine, but has released intelligence. But the White House released intelligence it has received indicating Moscow is working with Iran to produce drones from inside Russia. It's a sign of the deepening military partnership between the two countries. VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittokoswara spoke to VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program about the report.
This is something that the White House does sometimes. They send us information, declassified intelligence, kind of to give an idea about what Iran and Russia is doing. And right now they're saying that they have information that Russia is receiving these materials from Iran, that they need to build a drone manufacturing plant inside Russia that, according to the White House, will be fully operational early next year.
The White House released satellite imagery of the planned location of the manufacturing plant in Russia's Albuga Special Economic Zone. The United Nations and international aid agencies warn Sudanese civilians are suffering worsening human rights and humanitarian conditions as intense fighting between Sudan's warring parties continues. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
This past week alone, fighting between Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid support forces in and around the capital, Khartoum, has taken a heavy toll on civilian lives. Attacks against a busy livestock market, residential areas, and a refugee center reportedly killed dozens of people. While people are dying from shelling and gunfire, the lack of humanitarian aid and a rapidly deteriorating human rights situation compound their misery. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Canadian wildfires are easing from earlier this week, but changes in weather patterns could bring hazardous conditions back to the U.S. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It was a week of misery for many who live in the smoke-filled Northeast, especially those with breathing problems. But shifting winds are helping the smoke blow out to sea in the mid-Atlantic, says the EPA's Director of Air Quality Assessment, Chet Wayland.
The good news is it's starting to clear up in some of the northern parts of the country. And hopefully in a few days, it'll clear out down here in the mid-Atlantic areas as well.
He suggests that people use their app and website, airnow.gov, which pinpoints the air in your neighborhood based on zip code.
You can actually take actions to protect your health in real time.
He says people should review the color coding and the number of pollution particles per cubic meter to help determine if they're at risk. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, go to our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.